And the man, the fly jock, Tom Joyner, is on vacation. He'll be returning on Monday. I'm sitting here for Tom. It's 28 before the top of the hour, and let's bring him in. He's my man, the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. What's happening, Hug?
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Huggy Lowdown, yes.
Jim Murphy.
Ooh, Huggy.
Good morning, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The ladies' man, the heartbreaker, and the Becky Hunter. How y'all blessed and the highly favored folks doing this?
Amen. Amen.
Where did the week go?
I don't know.
I don't know about y'all, Civil and Jay, but Skip Murphy holding it down for Tom made this work week feel like we were off a day.
I'm telling you.
Skip, your new name is Skip Monday.
All right. I like that.
And Tom couldn't have picked a better backup QB. You're the Tim Tebow of radio.
Whoa.
Thank you.
And Skip, Tom must really like you because he let you sit in the captain's seat all week.
That's right.
Yeah.
The last brother you had hosted the show had to stand up the whole week because he took his chair with him. And speaking of chair, why are we wasting money with this Sandusky trial? They need to put his sick behind an electric chair right now. We need to Jackie Glass his ass with some Swift Justice. And while we're talking about Swift Justice, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is trying to put a stick in Lance Armstrong's spokes with accusation of him doping. Yet between 98 and 2011, Armstrong, along with co-conspirators, which include three doctors, a trainer, team manager, were all part of a major dope ring. They were like HGH hustlers. And get this, in 2009 and 2010, Armstrong blood samples were consistent with blood manipulation. Which has nothing to do with how women get out of sleeping with a brother. That's a whole different situation, ain't it, Jay?
All righty.
That's why sometimes you have to ask your date up front. Is it that time of y'all know what I mean? Armstrong said he's passed more than 500 drug tests. And he ain't never did any doping. Skip, Super Jay.
Yeah.
Who the hell takes 500 drug tests? Isn't that number long suspicious? 500?
Okay. 500.
That's like Casey and JoJo getting pulled over with DUI and have to walk the line 500 times. All I'm saying, if you have more than 500 drug tests, something is up. That family is the Barry Bonds on a bike, ain't it? They stripping them of everything. They trying to strip them of seven of the Tour de France titles. And don't worry, Lance, I'll have a title for your ass tomorrow. One of the Tour de France, I thought he was riding a unicycle. I said, something is up with that brother. Hey, we got a big announcement tomorrow regarding the family reunion.
Big.
I can't wait.
Big.
It's going to be big.
Big.
The Gabba Ray Center, baby.
Huggy.
Too soon? Chattanooga, Tennessee, tomorrow at the Mocha Lounge from Friday through Sunday.
All right, you the man.
And we got a big announcement regarding the family reunion. How's that, Nikki?